Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. To set these patterns in our lives. Patterns create the future. Amen. Let's turn in the Word to the book of Joshua tonight. Joshua chapter 6. Trust you brought your Bibles to church. Joshua 6, verses 1 to 5. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him." The people of God had entered the promised land. And Jericho is the first city conquered by the people of God upon entering the promised land. The promised land is not free of opponents. The promised land is not free of challengers. The promised land is not free of walls. The great inheritance of the Lord is populated with forces and strongholds that seek to stop us in our tracks, break the advancement, and stand in the way of God's plan for His people. As we enter the promised land, there are walls we will face. There are opponents we will face. There are forces that we will face. God has promised a place. It's our inheritance. But we have to take it. God promises a place, and He promises victory. We walk out into this new life, this new way, this new reality. The enemy doesn't want us to get too far. He doesn't want us to possess the land. So the challengers come. The opposition, the opponents, the walls. But God has promised victory. We must conquer. We must walk out the victory God has given us. Joshua 6, verses 1 and 2. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty men of valor." There are victories that God has already decided for us, victories that we must claim. You think about this word, it's incredible. God comes and speaks to Joshua and says, "I've already given you the city. You're a conqueror. You will be victorious." But Joshua had to claim the victory. He had to walk it out. The Lord comes and announces victory for the people of God. The Lord then gives Joshua the battle plan. The plan is not vague. The plan is precise. We know the story. Many of us have read it many times. We've heard it read many times. It's the same with us. The opponents, the challengers, the walls that we face, the Lord promises us triumph. And the Lord provides us with a precise plan to claim the victory. He doesn't just send us in to possess without a plan. But he comes to us and he calls us victorious. That we would go in and we would claim the inheritance that he has already promised us. And he declares over this man's life and over the people of God that they would take the city. But they had to walk it out. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But thanks be to God who always leadeth us in triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest through us the savor of his knowledge in every place. I don't know about you, but I love that God partners with people. Imagine if he just went about taking care of every opponent, every challenger, and dealing with every wall. We do serve a God that fights our battles. But sometimes the way he fights our battles is by promise and plan. He gives us the promise and he gives us the plan. The promise of victory and the plan of action. God wants to strengthen his people. A father wants a son that can take battle strategy, battle plan, and wisdom and see it through. The day comes, even in the natural, when we can't have dad step in and fight every battle we face. We are prepared by promise and plan. We're prepared by what he's taught us. The discipline, the correction, the guidance, the wisdom, the understanding that he's poured into us. Joshua 6, 1 to 5. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty men of valor." What a promise. "You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow the trumpet. It shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him." You know, sometimes when the Lord gives us a battle plan, it doesn't make sense to the natural thinking man. Delivers a promise, and then he gives us the precise plan. And oftentimes it doesn't make sense to the natural thinking man. Trumpets, 7 days of marching, silence, shouting, like, "Lord, is this going to work?" Number one, we have to believe his promise. Joshua 6, verse 2, "And the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I've given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty men of valor.'" It's faith. It's faith in God, and it's faith in his word. We have to believe his promise. God is not a man that he should lie. We have to believe his word. the promises that he's declared over our lives, over our families, we have to believe them. We can bank our life on God. And we can bank our life on his word. There is no sure thing. We have to believe his promise. Number two tonight, we have to accept his plan. We not only have to believe the promise, but we have to accept the precise plan that he's given us. Corrie ten Boom said these words, "Faith is like radar that sees through the fog the reality of things at a distance that the human eye cannot see." When standing before Jericho, what does the human eye see? Walls. What kind of plan were we expecting? What kind of plan were we awaiting? Trumpets? 7 days of marching? Silence? And shouting? You see, trusting God is accepting his plan. His battle strategy, even when it goes against everything that makes sense. That's trusting God. That's faith. Even when it goes against everything that makes sense to our human understanding. His thoughts and his ways are higher. How about catapults, Lord? How about supernatural wrecking balls? How about a Samson-like fist from heaven to come and bring down these walls? Joshua 6, 2 to 5. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city. All you men of war." Isn't that interesting? Men of war. Here's the battle plan. Here's the strategy. You know how to fight, but here's the plan. You're going to march in silence 7 days. This probably went against everything that they thought and any plan that they had devised. Maybe they sat there before the Lord spoke to Joshua. They saw the walls. They already had things, you know, drawn up. How they were going to take this city, and God comes in and just says, "No, here's the promise, and this is how we're going to do it." We have to accept his plan. Do we struggle with that sometimes? When it doesn't make sense? When we can't wrap our minds around it, our understanding can't comprehend. We have to accept his plan. Number three tonight, we have to carry his presence. Joshua 6:6, "Then Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, 'Take up the Ark of the Covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord.'" We need to carry his presence before the walls. We need to carry his presence around the walls. We need to accept his plan and carry his presence. What are we without his presence? What have we without his presence? Remember Exodus 33:15? "Then he said to him, 'If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here.'" You know, I wonder if things would have been different if they hadn't carried the presence of God before the walls. We don't know. But what if they would have left the presence of God? We know that the ark represented that. We have to believe his promise. We have to accept his plan, and we need his presence as we walk out that plan. Number four tonight, we have to learn to be silent. Joshua 6, verse 10. Now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout. Then you shall shout." The Voice Bible reads, strict instructions. Don't yell or shout. Don't let your voice be heard until the day I tell you. And then I want you to shout with all your might. And the Message, don't shout. In fact, don't even speak. Not so much as a whisper until you hear me say shout. Then shout away. 6 days of silence, not a word. No talking things over, no discussing things. Perhaps silence was ordered so that negativity would not rise, so that negative talk wouldn't arise in the ranks, so that people wouldn't begin to discuss this crazy plan of God to bring down walls. No questioning his plan. No questioning his strategy. I wonder how often we begin to talk and question his plan and question his strategy, and negativity starts to rise. And though we're marching, and though it be but a whisper, my, how it affects people and the battle. It can compromise the victory. We have to learn to be silent before the Lord. We have to learn to be silent before we are commanded to shout. We have to learn to be silent until we are commanded to shout. You see, it's at his command that our shout brings down walls, not at our command. You ever gone and yelled at some walls and they didn't come down? We have to accept his plan. We have to learn to be silent. They circled the city one time. They did this for 6 days. According to the promise of the Lord and according to the plan of the Lord. For 7 days they carried the prophecy. They came against fear and human reasoning until it became a shout in their spirit. And here's the truth tonight. We don't want an empty shout. Something not processed by the Spirit. The Lord was working on the people, building faith in the people as they walked, not questioning. They just walked. They marched. They were obedient to his plan. Joshua 6, verses 15 and 16. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. On that day only, they marched around the city 7 times. And the 7th time it happened, when the priest blew the trumpets, that Joshua said, then Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpets, And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Let's have the worship team return tonight. We all face walls. As individuals, we face walls. As married people, we face walls. As families, we face walls. As churches, we face walls. The people of God face walls. A generation faces walls. Dreamers face walls. Visionaries face walls. Christians face walls. Disciples face walls. The young face walls. The old face walls. The walls don't respect age or race or social standing. They don't care how much we have in our bank account or how much we don't have. We all face walls. Battle at Jericho. We might be facing walls right now. We've come in here tonight facing walls. We've entered the promised land, and there stands Jericho. And God has given us a promise that we would take the city. We have to believe his promise. We have to accept his plan. We have to carry his presence, and we have to be silent. We have to learn to be silent until we are commanded to shout. This is how we battle at Jericho. So I ask tonight, are we surprised by the walls? Entered the promised land, this new life, this great inheritance that God has promised us. Are we surprised by the walls and the challengers and the opponents? Are we taken aback? Did we sign up thinking that he was just going to go and fight all our battles like Daddy did when you were 2 or 3 or 5? See, a day comes when he instructs and we must claim the victory. He's promised us the victory, but we have to walk it out. We have to circle the city. I think some would rather just say, you circle the city. God, can you do it? Hey, it's your presence anyways. You may as well walk around the city. God is instilling something in people. And he's partnering with people. He wants to strengthen his people. Imagine the church if God just walked around obliterating every opponent. We'd have a people of weak prayer, a people of weak worship, a people of weak principle, integrity, loyalty, standard, morality. He'd have a weak people. It's not his desire. It's not his desire. Have we accepted his plan, or are we waiting on a revision? Or are we off trying something else? You can throw stones at the wall. You'll be there a while. We have to accept his plan. Are we carrying his presence before the walls? Have we broken silence? Is there negative chatter or questioning of his plan, questioning his strategy? There are victories that God has already promised people in this room tonight. Victories that we must claim. He's already given us the plan, some of us. But we got to walk it out. And if you're on day one and you're thinking, is this going to work? Just keep trusting. Day two, day three, day four, day five, day six. Day seven's coming. Hold to his plan. Don't open up your mouth and begin to speak. Wait until he processes you. And when you open up your mouth and shout, he'll bring down the walls. Just like he promised. I don't know if we have a people of faith in here tonight or not. But that's the promise of God. I trust that we're a believing people. It's easy to let go of the promise of God, isn't it? Sometimes have a hard time believing it. And then when he comes and gives us this plan that makes no sense, we try and devise another plan. We're like, how about this one, Lord? I just tweaked a few things. No, that's not going to work. God doesn't change his mind because we want him to. He doesn't alter the plan because we don't want to walk it out. It's us that bend and bow to his plan. That's how the breakthrough comes. Hear that promise tonight over your life. And the Lord said, see, I've given Jericho into your hand, its king and its mighty men of valor. The Lord is saying to us tonight, see, I have given Jericho into your hand. Can you receive that prophetic word? And take it into your spirit. Let's stand tonight. If we need to respond to the word of the Lord, I would encourage us to come to the altar. Come back to believing tonight. Come back to accepting and walk out his plan. You know, this isn't presumption. God said it, so we believe it. God said it, so we accept it. God said it, so we march. God said it, so in silence. God said it, and we carry his presence because we're nothing without it. And we wait until we are processed by his Spirit. And at his command, we shout. Just close yourself in with the Lord tonight. Allow the Spirit of God to speak to you right now. In this place, there are promises of the Lord. Victories that God has already promised individuals, couples in this place. The young and the old. The word of the Lord came and the Lord promised a victory. And it's time we claim it. Not by presumption, but by the word of the Lord.